Yatzman, who would then to carry from one park into another park, it's also called one Rishus, since they have a shame, one shame to it. Like Rashi says, Afilu hein shor beis anoshim, even though they belong to two different people, so what do you allow to carry? That would be the pshat according to Reb Meir. And the Rashi's masber, that we see Reb Meir holds one gag to another gag as mutter. What's the pshat? Because what makes the chiluk rishus is only if people mamash live there, like inside a house. But just the fact that belongs to two different people doesn't make a chiluk.
Yeah.
And where it says vaytenam ledivre chachomim, according to chachomim shita na mishnah, that they hold no, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, is gagin v'chatzerus rishus achas. Still, I'll tell you that a gagin a chotzer is considered one rishus. You are allowed to carry from your roof into even somebody else's chotzer. Even though the chum say you can't carry from one roof into another roof, the pshat is there, svar is, because since underneath the roofs people live, there are like houses there, and each house is miyucha to you, so it's a separate party, so then you have a dira there, people live there, that's mechalak, even on top of the roofs, also is called separate private property, like each rishus is to it, each roof is to its own bailim. Mashenken in the chotzer, nobody lives in the chotzer. Therefore, the chotzer is not called rishus by itself. So therefore, according to Chachamim, you are allowed to carry from a roof into a chotzer. Because according to Chachamim, we don't see any gzeira like we saw in Reb Meir. You can't carry from a lower rishus to a higher rishus. There's no such gzeira. The locha, by the way, we hold this mutter to carry the moshe from in your backyard, pick up something from the floor and put it on top of a platform that you tvach amai, roch of dalad. So we don't hold from Reb Meir's gzeira, that maybe you come to carry the rishus rabbim from the floor onto an amud. So according to Chachomim, that they don't hold from this gzeira, you're allowed to carry from a gag into a chotzer. It's rishus achas. Now karfifois rishus achasein. Now karfifois is considered a separate rishus. Even though according to Chachomim, you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer into a karfif. By the way, the chotzer is called more of a rishus miyucha to the bailim, it's in front of the house. A karfif is like an open park, it's not called bichlal, part of the house. That's called a different tashmish, that's a different rishus. So according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer into a karfif. That's called a different rishus. So at the Gemara, though, ledivir, Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon, and the aloch is like Rabbi Shimon, kulon rishus achasein. You're all considered one rishus, a keli, a chair, that started out in a chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it from a chotzer to a gag, to a karfif. They're all considered one rishus. Since they're not a mokum that people live there, we don't look as if they're different rishuyas, though it's one rishus, providing there are dalat mechitis all around you, you're allowed to carry from one into another. So the Gemara, Tanya Kavosit Rav, I'll bring your raya according to Rav, and Tanya Kavosit Rav Yehuda, I'll bring your raya to Rav Yehuda. Tanya Kavosit Rav, where's the raya according to Rav, that it says, Kol gagois ir rishus achasein. All the roofs of a city is considered like one rishus. You're allowed to carry from one to the other. V'yosa lahalois lahurid min agagel nechotzer. But this is according to Reb Meir. He has his gzera. You're not allowed to carry from a chotzer to the top on the gag, or from the top of the gag onto the chotzer. Or min achotzer lagagim. Because there's the gzera, maybe you come to carry the rishus rabim from the floor on top of an omud, which is a rishus yochid. Now, v'kelim sheshiftei b'chotzer. A kli though that at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the chotzer, muta letaltel on the chotzer. You're allowed to carry it all around the chotzer. The gagin, a kli that started out on the top of the roof, muta letaltel the gagin. You're allowed to carry it all around the gag, all around the roofs. O bavach lo yehi gag gevoya yud, I know mechiyud div remeya. This is remeya sheet, like it says now Mishnah. When are you allowed to carry from one roof to another roof? That's only providing the equal level. And not that one roof is 10 tfachim higher than the other roof. Then you have the gzer, like we had before, you can't carry, according to Remeya, from one rishus, even though they're both rishus are yachid, if the next one is higher, you tfachim. V'yichachomim morim nechomim say, though, kol echod v'yechod rishus liyatzmoy. You know, each roof has its own rishus, that since the svara underneath the roof, everybody lives in their house privately, it's called private diris, who was in on top of the roof also has the same din, like under the roof, like the Makam Diram. Mela v'yein metaltlam boy ela b'dalit. So this is the Ryan according to Rav, that Rav learned before, according to Chachamim, that that's what we say, you can't carry from one roof to another roof. You should know, in between the two roofs, we do not say gudasik, since the mechitzas are not nikur there, therefore one roof is open to the other roof. that you're not allowed to carry more than Dalad Amos on each roof according to Chachamim. This is a Raya according to Rav, that here it says Klo, on the roof itself, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalad Amos on top of the roof. This is not like Shmuel, because Shmuel before said, even though one roof was attached to another roof, that standing on top of the roofs, so you can't see the walls of the house in between, so it's called Mechitza Shein Nikaros. Still, we say good asik. That was Shmuel Svara. Here it's surviving according to Rav that you do not say good asik, and therefore one gag, one roof asas on the other roof, that you can't carry more than Dalad Amos. So the Mora Tanya Kavosi the Rav Yehuda, I bring it right according to Rav Yehuda, like the last brice we had. Omar Rebbe. Because Rebbe said like this, Kishoyinu loimdim Torah to Rebbe Shimon b'Tekuah. When we were learning Torah by our Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon, in the place Tekuah. We used to bring up, used to carry oil, via luntis, and we used to carry towels on Shabbos. Migag legag, we used to carry it from one roof to another roof. Migag lechotzer, then we jump down into the chotzer. Michotzer lechotzer, from one chotzer to another chotzer. Michotzer lekarfif, from one chotzer, from one front yard into the park. The Zavada providing that all along it was a Rishus HaYochid. All along you were surrounded by Dalad Mechitzis. Or me karfif the karfif, acher, and from one karfif to another karfif, but by the providing it was less than a base of sign. Therefore, you let a metal inside the karfif. Ah, sheyinu magiin eitzel hamayim, until we got to the well. Ki sheyinu reichsim boy, in the well we used to wash ourselves on Shabbos. This was the ma'aseh that you see right from you, that according to Reb Shimon, kulon is considered rishus achasein, that you're allowed to carry even from a karfif to a chotzer into a gag. Omer Reb Yudah, Yudah said, I'll bring another Maisa, that there was a Maisa b'shasha sakona, when they're in sakona, afraid of the goyim, v'yinu malim sefer Torah mechotz legag u'migag lechotz u'michotz lekarfif, likras boy, that we carried the sefer Torah on Shabbos, also the same thing, from a gag to a chotz to a karfif, to read the sefer Torah. Omer Lord, he answered back, no, from this Maisa it's no good. Ain't shasha sakona raya. You want to bring your raya from something that you have in b'shasa sakona? Maybe the rabbanu will bedafka makeo b'shasa sakona. But normal cases, maybe you can't carry from a chotzer to a karfif to a gag. Therefore, from the first mice is the good raya. It's a raya to Reb Yehuda. That the loch we hold like Reb Shimon, that you should know you're allowed to carry a keri that started out in the chotzer, from one chotzer to another chotzer to a gag to a karfif. There's no shini rishus here. Providing the all of Rishus HaYochel, they all have four mechitzas around them, you're allowed to carry from one into the other.
Yeah, more of it. We have Shimon Oimer, Echad Gagin, the din of the Mishnah, that all roofs have one halacha, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. And who are din of Shimon says, from a roof to a chotzer to a karfif. Now on my Rav says, halacha k'Reb Shimon. We talk a paskin like Reb Shimon, but with a tanai. For who shall I irvu? Only if they're in the chotzer, there's no aruv chatzeris. That means they're not allowed to carry out any kelim from the house into the chotzer. Therefore, normal, if you have a keli in the chotzer, it started out there from the beginning of Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer, to a karfif, to a gag. Aval irvu, what about if in this chotzer, there is an aruv chatzeris? That means people are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. So it's possible that you have a chair now in the chotzer that started out in the house. Now such a chair, since it started out in the house, you're not allowed to carry it now from one chotzer to another chotzer, like it says in the Mishnah. So therefore, if you have a chotzer that there isn't a roof of chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry any chair or any keli at all into another chotzer. Why? Aval irvuloi, the gazrin will make gzera dilma osse leafukei mani debatim lechotzer. Maybe you come to carry out from one chotzer to another chotzer the kelim that start out in the beginning of Shabbos in the house. So even though now in this chotzer you have kelim that were there from the beginning of Shabbos, which really you are allowed to carry them from one chotzer to another chotzer, but since in this chotzer there is no roof of chatzeris, and it's possible to be some kelim that started out at the beginning of Shabbos from the house, and they're also in the chotzer now, so it's a gzera. If you tell me these kelim you are allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, they'll come to carry the kelim that started out in the house at the beginning of Shabbos. And now you carried it out from your house into the chotzer because you have an eruv chatzeris, and we're afraid maybe you come to carry that keli further now into another chotzer. So therefore there's a gzera that at any time when there's an Eruv HaChatzer within the Chatzer, that it's Shchiach to have Kalim from the house in the Chatzer, you can't carry any Kalim at all from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. That's the way Rav Paskins. So tomorrow Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no Lekula, that Bein Irvu, Bein Shalai Irvu, even though there is an Eruv HaChatzer, and you are allowed to carry out from the house into the Chatzer, we don't make any Gzerim. So we're not afraid, Enechnami, those Kalim that you carried out from the house, you're talking not allowed to carry into another Chatzer. But if you have a Keli that at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the Chatzer, you are allowed to carry it from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. That's the way Shmuel Paskins. And that's what we hold Alochem. So the more of a Chain Omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says the same thing. Mila Akshach, or Rashi says, we're not going to resist. Is there any difference? Bein Irvu or Bein Shla Irvu. There's no difference whether there is an Eruv HaChatzeris in this Chatzer or whether there's no Eruv HaChatzeris in the Chatzer. There's no difference whether there are Kalim there from the house or whether all the Kalim in the Chatzer are only from the Chatzer. Still, the Locher is, any Kali that started out in the Chatzer, you're allowed to carry it from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Only a Kali that started out in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, and now because of the Eruv HaChatzeris, you carry it out into the Chatzer, you're not allowed to carry that Kali further into another Chatzer. Because since it started out in the house, it has a din like it's miyuchet to you. And therefore it's also to carry it from your rishus to another rishus. So the Gemara maskiv lo Rav Chizda l'Shmuel, ul Rav Yechanan. So Rav Chizda asked the kasha according to Shmuel and according to Rav Yechanan that they do not make the gzera. Like he asked the question, why don't you make the gzera? Is Yomu, people will say, Shnei Kelim b'chotzer achas. You have two different shares in the same chotzer. Zem mutter, this chair that was in the chutz at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it into the next chutzim. Vizer osur, mashenkin, the other chair that was in the house, and now you carry it out to your chutzim, that chair is osur. In other words, of chizde menteas, the zikha should be exera, people make mistakes. How could it be that one chair is mutter and one chair is osur, it passed to make exera that you shouldn't come to carry the wrong chair? So, and for the Gemara, so Shmuel and Rav Yechonin both hold that Reb Shimon l'taimi. It's not shver on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the shita that holds the shita, and he doesn't make these gzeres. And since even if you carry it out, it's only an issim. In the Rabbanon, like look, that's really gzera. The Rabbanon don't make gzera. What's the raya? Reb Shimon l'taimi l'gozer. Reb Shimon doesn't make these gzeres. It's not. We learned before. Amar Reb Shimon. Lomar hadayva daimer. What is this daimer to? L'sholosh chatzeres. We have three different chatzeres opened up one into the other. Ha'psucha zu, u'psucha l'rishus rabin. Each chatzer has its own exit to the rishus rabin. So you don't ask a zeh al zeh. There's only a pesach, an opening from one into the other. The halacha is, v'irvu shtei hachitzoynos, imhem tzoyis. The two outer chatzerim made an eruv chatzeres with the middle chatzer. So what's the halacha? He muterisi mohen. The middle chotzer is allowed to carry into either one of the two outer chotzers because they both made an eruv chatzeris with it. Fehain, the two outer chatzerim, mutarasimo. They're allowed to carry that kelim into the middle chotzer. Abobeis hachitzoinu is the two outer chotzers, asurim zu im zu. They're both also, they can't carry a kelim from their chotzer into the other outer chotzer because they did not make an eruv chatzeris together. The two outer chotzers are also to carry one to the other. And still you see, according to Reb Shimon, the middle one, though, is mutter with both outer ones. And the two outer ones are both mutter with the middle one. For loy gozerim, we don't make a gzerim, dilma ose lafuke mani the high chotzer, lahai chotzer. Why don't you make a gzerim? Maybe the right chotzer is going to carry his kelim into the middle chotzer. Now, if the people in the middle chotzer are allowed to carry into the other left chotzer, maybe they'll come to carry the right chair from the right chotzer into the left chotzer. And it'll be usher. Elamai, you see, according to Reb Shimon, you don't make these gzeres, even though it's usher to do that. But what's mutter is mutter, and we don't make the gzera. We've out this only usher with the rabbonin. His hachinami, that's the same shanah mishnah also. Loi gazrinon dilma osir lafuke mani debatim l'chotzer. Even though in this chotzer, there is an eruv chatzeres, that it's possible there are some chairs there that came out from the house, still we don't make a gzera to ask of the other chairs that a mutter ought to maybe carry out this chair that came from the house. According to Rav Shimon, you don't make such a gzera. So the Gemara most of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the Stakasha to Shmuel and to Rav Yechanan. Rav Shimon says, echod gagois, echod chatzeros, v'yechod karfifois, rishus achasein. They're all considered like one rishus, that's the din in our Mishnah, when lekelim sheshifton v'toichon, only for kelim that's in the chotzer itself. V'loy lekelim sheshifton v'toich ha-bayis, and not kelim that started out in the bayis. Now, iyamrit, if you're going to tell me, bishleim ed irvu, in other words, this Rosh Hashanah is Faket. Rosh Hashanah is bringing a raya to Shmuel and to Rabbi Yechanan. Like it's asked Nakasha and Rav. He's bringing a raya that Rabbi Shimon said as a din, even in the case where there is an Eruv HaChaserus. It's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Because Iyamit, if you're going to tell me, Iyamit Bishleima, I understand if you tell me, the Irvu we're talking about in this Chotzer now, there is an Eruv HaChaserus. And you are allowed to carry out Kalim from your house into the Chotzer. So, Hainu, the Mishkachas lo, mani, the batim, the chotzer. That's how you have cases that there are kelim from the house in the chotzer. And that's what Reb Shimon has to say in the Mishnah, that those kelim that started out in the house, you're not allowed to carry further into another chotzer. Only the other kelim that started out in the chotzer are you allowed to carry into another chotzer. But Reb Shimon has to say, don't carry out the kelim from the house into another chotzer. That's very good if we're talking about there is no Reuv HaChaserus here. Then you have kelim from the house in the chotzer, so he has to tell you what's the halacha. Eli yarmit, but if you're going to tell me bishaloi irvu that Reb Shimon in the Mishnah is only talking about where there is no eruv chetzeris in this chotzer, abizoi hechi mishkachas lo mani debatim bechotzer. How do you have the case that bechal you have kelim from the house in the chotzer? Like what does Reb Shimon have to tell us? That these kelim you can't carry out, shit you can't carry them further into another chotzer, since there's no eruv chetzeris. You don't have any kelim that come out on Shabbos from your house into the chotzer. You're not allowed to bring them out. So pshita, any keli in the chotzer was there from the beginning of Shabbos. So pshita, you're allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer. Why does Reb Shimon in the Mishnah have to explain himself to say that a keli that started out in the house, you're not allowed to carry further? And for the Gemara, who moisiv love whom a farvek lo, he asked the question and he himself gave an answer. Whom a farvek lo, the kumta v'sudra. I tell you, we're talking about a case now with a person's hat or the person's jacket. So, Lamoshal, your hat tack at the beginning of Shabbos was in your house. Now, on Shabbos morning, you decide to wear this hat. Now, pshita, you let it carry this hat out into the chotzer. Like, even though there's no Aruv HaChaserus, but you're not really carrying it, you're wearing it. You're allowed to wear Mabushim on Shabbos. So, you wore now this hat into your chotzer, and when you came into the chotzer, you took off your hat and left it there on the chair. So this is the case that you could have kelim that started out in the beginning of Shabbos in your house, and now on Shabbos you carry it out into the chotzer. So you carry out your hat, or you carry out your jacket. So even though there's no Aruv HaChaserus, still there's a Hegatim Sal, these kelim could be in the chotzer. So therefore it's good why Shmuel has to explain, Rabbi Shimon has to explain himself to say that these kelim is also to carry further into another chotzer. But there'll be no riot to Shmuel and to Rabbi Yechanan from our Mishnah. It could be the Mishnah is Nafka talking about Dafka Bishalai Irvu. That's when we don't make the Xerim. How is there a case of Kalim in the Chotzer then from the house? In the case of you have your jacket or the case of your hat?
Yes, Moravaita. And that's why Tzadik Allah from the base is like this. Toshima, come in here, bring another Raya. That we had before Locha, Anshe Chotzer, Vyanshe.